Hello, everyone, and welcome to Delinquent Minds, the podcast. This is an exclusive episode, and I thank you for tuning in. My name is Tiana Hall, and today we're going to talk about the blame game, otherwise known as labeling. Social reaction theory, otherwise known as labeling, came to be based on the ideas of George Meade and Charles Cooley, and gained popularity in the 1960s and 70s. This theory focuses on how the behavior and identities of individuals are greatly influenced by how other members of society view and perceive them, hence giving them labels. Its founders possess the idea that people are consistently aware of how others view them in their daily social interactions. In terms of criminality, when an individual is labeled an quote-unquote offender, and when members of society treat them as such, they begin to conform to that identity, living up to the title. Let's discuss a little more. The individual begins to accept the label and engage in criminal activity. The judgment and reactions of members of society is what leads to criminal labels. This has an intense effect on our youth as well, with research indicating that labeling leads to a chronological path of crime. This chronological path starts off with something called the dramatization of evil, which is the arrest of the youth in their first charge of an offense. What follows is primary deviance. This is minor, infrequent offending people commit before they are labeled offenders, and this is also most commonly committed by juveniles. After being caught by the police, they are labeled. Now, the youth considers themselves an offender and only engages with others in the same boat. What follows is secondary deviance, more serious and more frequent offending. In other words, a full-blown life of crime has now developed. All right, so now that we've discussed a little background on labeling, what it is and how it unfolds, what can we do? How can we avoid this happening in the future? How can we help those people, especially our youth, avoid the stigmas and status quo of crime life? How do we help the lawless become law-abiding? We need policies that will minimize these stigmas associated with labels. In my opinion, we must go local. Back in the 60s and early 70s, policies were implemented to deter first-time offenders and juveniles out of crime and the system to avoid these labels. Focusing on demographics, implementing programs in lower-class neighborhoods can deter youth from the temptations to engage in any type of criminal behavior. Community policing in hotspot neighborhoods can definitely help. Hotspot neighborhoods that are more likely to have drug dealing, gang violence, and gun violence. Community policing can steer individuals with a tendency to dive into a life of crime away from that. Here, the community can also step in by creating education programs. Alongside this, rehabilitation is key. Instead of processing first-time offenders and juveniles, implementing policies that place these individuals in rehabilitation and counseling will definitely improve the success of crime-affiliated individuals. In terms of delabeling the individual, a fair hiring policy is key to a successful life. By completely eradicating the box on an application that asks about any criminal activity, they're automatically providing a better opportunity for individuals with any criminal past to better their lives. Now, they don't have to worry about being labeled an offender by a job. In terms of stopping crime, intervention programs for our youth to help them better respond to situations of violence can deter them from even entering a life of criminal activity. We need to open the door for those with a past criminal activity and provide for them the opportunity for forgiveness, redemption, and to be delabeled as an individual. I leave you with a quote from Howard Becker. Deviant behavior is behavior people so label. Thank you for joining us.